Britain's Foreign Minister David Miliband was in New York last night, where he addressed the United Nations. At 42, he's something of a rising star in British politics. He's the youngest foreign minister in three decades, and he was one of Prime Minister Tony Blair's cabinet secretaries. Blair suffered because of his steady support of the Iraq War. He was a champion of the special relationship between the U.S. and Britain. As a foreign minister serving a new prime minister, David Miliband says Britain is still committed to that special relationship.
Our relationship with the United States is the single most important bilateral relationship that we have in the UK. And I think that Britain and America have a great shared project, really, which is to build the institutions and rules that can govern a planet that we have to share with people across regions and across religions and across races.
Could the UK move away from the US even if it wanted to? I mean, given the superpower status of the US?
Well, I think it's an important point that we see Britain as never again an empire. We're never going to run the world again. We're never going to be the biggest economy, the biggest military. But we do see the UK as, if you like, a global hub, a place where economics, ideas, culture pass through and in which we are engaged. And that if we're going to be a global hub, we have to be connected to the global power. And the global power is the United States. So I think it's out of reasons of deep values, but also reality, a realism in foreign policy that suggests a close and enduring relationship with the United States is important for us all.
Let's turn to one key policy issue, Iraq. What do you make of the surge? Do you think the surge is making the West safe from terrorism?
The obvious situation in Baghdad is that the surge has delivered some security improvement. I think the broader issue of how we engage with religious extremism is obviously a much broader one. I think that there's no question that on the defensive side, the defenses that we have against terrorist attacks are stronger now than they were. But I don't think anyone would underestimate the continuing insecurity that we face is an ongoing issue and one that represents one of what I consider to be the three great insecurities that we face in the world today. There is the insecurity generated by global terrorism inspired by Al-Qaeda. There is the insecurity generated by global inequality. And there is, thirdly, the insecurity generated by climate change, which is a clear and present danger. And those three insecurities, I think, are new, they are global, and they are complex and overlapping. And part of the job of foreign policy is to engage with them, and that's what we're determined to do.
We just spoke of terrorism. The phrase the war on terror is no longer used by you or others in Gordon Brown's government. Why is that?
Well, I think that there are no edicts about these things. I think that what's important, let's take the Afghanistan situation, because it's a deeply complex one. The 2,600-mile border between Afghanistan and Pakistan means that we're talking not just about one country, but about the relationship between two countries. In that context, we face a very complex development security challenge. And we have to look at the range of instruments of intervention, which include military force, but which on its own is not a sufficient condition for peace and security and needs to be backed up by economic and social and diplomatic efforts. And I think that is where you're seeing the new debate in foreign policy.
You have an interesting background. You lived in America. Your father descended from Polish Jews. He was on one of the last boats out of Belgium escaping the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think either of these two aspects of your personal life affect your movement and dealings with America and the Middle East and Israel?
Well, that's a very interesting question, which I suppose I should have asked myself more often in the, 84 or 86 days that I've been foreign minister. I think that my family heritage obviously informs the way I think, how one looks at the causes as well as the symptoms of the fear that Israelis feel and the suffering that Palestinians are enduring. But I think I hope that my background, my family background, informs my values that I bring to bear on a whole range of issues, and that's certainly what I'm trying to do as foreign minister.
British Foreign Minister David Miliband.